All right, time for I've Been Thinking. Would you like to start, Stephen, since the first
time? Right. Great. Thank you. Well, I have been thinking, Wallace, which is good, I guess, for this time of the year. I've been thinking about what we teach and learn in schools. Now, I know you covered this briefly last week, this decision to review at Year 11 the NCEA for Latin and Classical Studies and Art History. I need to say straight away that I did 5 years of Latin at Auckland Grammar School with Mr. Mike Farrell, so I couldn't possibly say a word against. I'm a better man for it. Of course, you've got to review things all the time, and I don't have a problem with that. But two reflections, just quickly. One is, what place do the arts and the humanities have in our curriculum these days? We need people who are going to be able to understand the world, who can navigate the world, and who can relate to other people. Arts and humanities are very important for that. So let's put the A back into STEM. That's STEAM, which I think is quite clever. The other point is, what about our language teaching in this country? I know you were just talking about language teaching a moment ago on the station. What about our language teaching? We should all be able to master the basics of te reo Māori, which needs to be taught in schools, in my view. But we are very poor at the foreign languages, the languages other than Māori and English. And at the national level, we have no national policy statement. We have no requirement to learn a second language. We have inadequate resources. We have no pathways for students. So, Wallace, if I may, today I'm using this platform to reach out to the language teachers of Aotearoa New Zealand and say to them, kia kaha. Jayo, Alezi, you're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Nice one, Stephen. And we'll touch on some of that maybe later on with we're discussing literacy amongst New Zealanders. Time for I've Been Thinking, Jo McCarroll.
Well, I'm not so much thinking as like casting a plea out to the hive mind of panel listeners, because there is a possum living in my chimney at home. Now, the fireplace is blocked in with a bookcase and it cannot get out. I believe it cannot get out. Opinions vary on this. Does anyone have any suggestions? Because I am on my last nerve. All of the furniture in the house. We tried burning a piece of paper in a saucepan because I don't actually want to hurt the possum. Did not drive the possum away. We have tried... I'm using the royal we, and meaning Conrad did this because I was too frightened. He poked it with a broom. It did not go away. We sprayed it with a bit of water in a spray bottle.
Good heavens.
And so all of the furniture in the house is now piled in front of the fireplace in the manner of the French barricades, because I do not want the possum to come out, especially at night when I am sleeping. Moving house is an option that's on the table.
You want to know how to get rid of the possum in your chimney?
100%. This is what I would like.
How long has it been up there?
Who can say? It definitely since Saturday when I heard it scratching away.
Oh my goodness!
There's been no sleep. We built a ramp so it could climb out the window. It did not avail itself of the ramp. We really are desperate for the possum to leave.
I could help you if the possum speaks French.
One of my team at work said, when you pick up a dead possum, the tail curls around your arm, sort of as a reflex, a post-mortem
so
reflex.
So you want a shout-out to listeners across the country.
Or in Mount Albert, come round. Like, right. You can get the possum out of the chimney.
Text us 2101, email the panel at rnz.co.nz.
Hashtag Joe's Possum.
Or Twitter at the panel rnz, hashtag Joe's Possum. We want to get a possum out of the chimney this afternoon. How to help. Joe McCarroll, Stephen Jacoby with us on the panel. With you to five.